Theater productions are cooking up all across our region, including the Brainerd Community Theater. They're presenting the chilling ghost play, The Woman in Black, at the Chalberg Theater, 7:30 October 26th through the 28th, with additional 2 p.m. matinees on Saturday the 28th. You can get your tickets at the CLC Theater box office or online at clcmn.edu. Also tonight at the Rife Center is Sweetland the Musical, and Will Weaver will be there starting at 6:30. Performance begins at 7:30. Steve Yeager is a veteran performer and board member of the Grand Rapids Players. He is also the director of their latest production. It's Arsenic and Old Lace. Steve is joining us in the studio now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being with us. Now, you said something to us that most, if you're a theater kind of person, you probably have been in Arsenic and Old Lace. So we've proven that 2 out of 3, I've never been in a play, so I don't count in that, in this studio right now, have been in Arsenic and
Old
Lace.
That's right. I played the part of Jonathan, and it was in a high school, at Grant High School in Portland, Oregon. And I'm dressed up like Boris Karloff, and it, like the Frankenstein sort of character in it. And in the middle or the end of the play, I'm knocked out and my forehead just fell off. it was traumatic, but it was, and my sister, who's really, she was young, I think she was 5 or 6 years old. It really frightened her to see me in that role, her brother being this.
I can imagine, because it's a frightening part if you're doing it right.
Yeah, that's right. You're not a good guy.
So, Steve, when were you in it?
I was in the 1990 version that the Players did. I played Officer O'Hara.
Okay.
And it was a lot of fun. We've got one other member of the cast that was also in that production.
Oh, nice. So Arsenic and Old Lace is described as an uproarious farce murder play. Which is a great combination of words, right there.
I know. It's got a heavy pedigree. It's been called the greatest drawing room comedy of all time.
So tell us a little bit more about the story for people who don't know about it.
It is the story of a dysfunctional family, the Brewster family. And the Brewster family consists of two maiden aunts. And then there were their nephews, Jonathan and Mortimer and Teddy. Teddy, who believes that he is Theodore Roosevelt.
It's all coming back to me now. Mortimer. Sorry.
Mortimer is a theater critic, works for a major New York newspaper. They live in Brooklyn. And, of course, Jonathan is the bad seed. Jonathan has disappeared for decades and turns out to be a serial murderer. And then there is Mortimer's girlfriend and sundry other characters, police
So the girlfriend is probably one of the most normal characters in the...
Absolutely. Yeah. She does a great job of trying to ground the other people and fails miserably.
Yeah. So why has Arsenic and Old Lace kind of stood the test of time? What is it about this play, would you say?
I think it's the absurdity of the whole thing. It's, this family is just, the maiden aunts live in a world of their own, and they're just a couple of sweet old ladies who have murdered 12 men, and you love them anyway. And I think it's that dichotomy of the fact that you fall in love with these people and they're just really horrible people.
But they're so nice.
They are. They're wonderful. I mean, with the exception of Jonathan.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So I think that's what it is.
How does it fit into what Grand Rapids Players does? Or what? Why do you think it's a good time for this to be in, as part of the Players lineup?
I think it's kind of a rite of passage. I think every couple of decades you have to do this play just to return to it, because it's been around for so long and it is so popular and people just never get tired of seeing it. When I came back in, when I first had the opportunity to direct it, I thought, well, that'll be fun, just because I had done it before, and because I think if you enjoy directing, that it's one of those things that you go, oh, I want that on my resume, just because everybody who is anybody has that on their resume. But once I started doing it again, I realized how much fun it is.
Well, so you're the director of Arsenic and Old Lace for the Grand Rapids Players. What does it mean to be director for those of us who aren't inside theater types? What might we not know, or what's the role? What's the job like?
Boy, that's kind of a hard question because, in a way, it's something that every day, my directing experience, I like directing because I like bringing out the nuances that I have. You know, I've watched other people do things, and then I've gone, well, I would have done this, or I would have done that. And if you have a big enough ego, it's great to go in there and have that opportunity to go, now I'm doing it my way. And I've had a lot of opportunities to do that with this production because we've had some, you know, we've got a couple of females playing traditionally male cast or parts, and that's been real fun to work with. That's opened up a lot of opportunities. I think if you've seen the play before, if you remember the part of Dr. Einstein who assists Jonathan, yep. That's we've got a wonderful young lady playing that part in this play, and it's just she's hysterical.
Now, what is it about live drama? You know, we live in a world where on our television we can see all kinds of drama and various forms of media, whether it's YouTube or whatever. But mm-hmm. What is the, I mean, why would a person want to go to a play?
It's unpredictable.
Okay.
From performance to performance, you never know what's going to happen. You know, your forehead could fall off.
That's right. I attended a play not very long ago. It was My Fair Lady. Mm-hmm. And they used a live bird in the bird cage.
Wow, that takes courage.
And that bird went crazy at one point. I mean, it just would not stop chirping. So, uh-huh. Live drama.
Absolutely. The unpredictability, you can't beat it.
And for the audience, what is the hook to be in an audience? I mean, is there something that's different than sitting in an audience with a movie?
Sure it is, because it's a reciprocal experience between a cast and an audience. Every night the performance is different because every night the audience is different. And the reactions the actors get from the audience change the way they present their performance. And it's they feed off each other.
There's an interplay between.
Absolutely. Yeah. Sure. So that's, you know, that's the fun of being at a live performance, is if you're in the audience, you're part of it. Yeah. You make it.
The performances for Arsenic and Old Lace begin on Friday the 13th, which works out very
yes.
well, I think. How are the actors doing at this point? Are people ready for this? Or it's going to be a big week?
That's the fun of community theater, because you're working with actors who are only doing this maybe for the first time, or just, you know, the mm-hmm. last time they did it was 10 years ago, or you've got people that are just regularly, that just eat it up and love it, and they're there for every performance. So you've got people at all levels, and you've got actors who have all different levels of anxiety, and you've got some that had their parts memorized the second week of rehearsal, and you've got people that are still going, oh my God, I cannot remember what I'm saying in the second act.
And that's a horrible feeling.
Yeah, it's an awful feeling, but boy, is it, it's incentive.
Yeah.
But our last few rehearsals have just gone really, really well, and I expect them to be in peak performance form by the time we go on Friday night.
So the performances are the next two weekends, Friday, Saturday mm-hmm. nights. Are there matinees?
And there are Sunday matinees both weekends. Yes, 2:00 in the afternoon on Sundays and 7:30 in the evening, Friday and Saturday for the next two weekends.
That is Steve Yeager. He's the director of the Grand Rapids Players production of Arsenic and Old Lace. You can get tickets by going to rifecenter.org. Anything we might have missed or you want to add?
No, I really want to thank everybody for making this a great experience for me. I've been gone from Grand Rapids for about 12 years, and I just came back last year, and it's been, what a great thing to return to. It's been so much fun.
All right.
Fantastic.
We wish you well.
Thank you.